Hi, welcome to the Dr. Dreama Show, inspiration and practical strategy for achieving your dream life. I'm your host, Dr. Dreama. I'm a psychologist and life designer. I'm here to help you design the life you want and deserve. This is Dr. Dreama, and I was making my way down to the market this morning, and frankly, it was a bit begrudgingly. I really didn't want to go to the market. I just wanted to hop in my car and go to a grocery store. You know how sometimes you just want convenience. I turned the corner and I looked around and I thought, how in the world would I want to miss this? The sights, the colors, the sounds, people enjoying buying their food for the day. And I realized in that moment that I was doing this to myself. I was falling prey to getting into a negative space. But once I turned that corner, something shifted. And I thought, this is why I moved. It's all about mindset. And I'm talking today to transformation and mindset coach, Melissa Wallach. Welcome, Melissa.
Hello, Dreama. I'm just imagining myself in that marketplace, and it sounds lovely.
And it is lovely. You know, sometimes you might find this too. Sometimes we think we have our mindset under control, and then we catch our thoughts and we're like, whoa, where did that come from? And that's exactly what happened to me this morning. I was like, where did that come from? I moved to France so I could go to the market every morning.
Yes. And, you know, it's so interesting how we can fall into that default mode of, wow, I just wanted something easy, or I just wanted something convenient. And it's not really even a conscious thought necessarily. It just takes us back into our old way of being when we thought about how we needed to rush or how we needed to be speedy and just get things done and not necessarily enjoy the process and the experience. Whereas what you just described sounded so beautiful with sights and colors and sounds, but so very different than us going to our regular grocery store.
Right, because people are out there daily. So there are relationships that are happening. There are conversations happening. And the vegetables, the fruit, they change all of the time. And so the colors are constantly changing. And I was so glad I was able to step back into that joy of, I really do love this.
Oh, I am too. But you know, that it does take that conscious space and choice, just as I call it the power of the pause, you know, and when you just take that pause and take a nice deep breath and go, oh, this is what I'm creating. This is what I'm grateful for and appreciating.
Right.
You know, look at this life I've made in France.
Right, exactly. I love that phrase, the power of the pause.
Yes. I use that daily, honestly. Multiple times.
For yourself or with clients or both?
You know, both.
Okay.
So I find, you know, I use that power of the pause even as soon as I wake up, because oftentimes when we wake up, well, or at least me, I do, I wake up and I can have this onslaught of thoughts and to-dos, and the list can be a little cumbersome and overwhelming. And I take that pause first thing in the morning to then choose what I want to do and how I want to feel. And so instead of all those thoughts just overflowing and flooding over me, I then do my breath work and I take a few moments to meditate and get myself grounded. And then I get out of bed so that I have that power and that pause. And I use that pause throughout the day.
You know, that's fabulous, because I know so many people, and I used to be one. I'm not anymore. The alarm goes off. You look at your phone, you look at your emails, and your stress level begins to go up. Because you're thinking about all of the things that you need to do during the day, right?
Yes. Even just talking about it, you can feel your stress level go up unless you choose to breathe and just get yourself grounded again. Just the thought can spike your nervous system.
It's so true. And so many people get overwhelmed without even realizing it. All they know is suddenly there's a sense of urgency and sometimes a sense of despondency. How am I ever going to get everything done today? Are you familiar with that at all?
I am. You know, I often work with clients and talk to them about our nervous system and how we can be in that more calm, resting, able to process place, which is the parasympathetic nervous system. And I'm, you know, all about this.
Right.
You and I could talk about this for hours. Yeah, right. And then shifting into that survival mode where we feel like we just have to rush, 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 fight our way through the day, or we get so overwhelmed that we just shut down.
Yes.
Essentially freeze, which, you know, we need to have that. It's a balancing act. The day is a balancing act, but I think there are little practical things that we can do throughout the day to keep us in that more calm, grounded, peaceful place so that we can make choices that really work best for us instead of working out of what I call the autoresponder, that automatic habitual response.
Right. Almost like me this morning walking to the market and begrudging it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. You know, and a lot of us can feel that way when we're running errands. And then if we take that pause, we have that opportunity to go, wait a minute, I'm so fortunate to be able to, one, I have the money to go to the market or to go to Target or to go wherever people are shopping. And look, there are all these nice people here. I can make eye contact and smile and make connections. And we're human. Enjoy. Okay, we've got holiday smells, or oh, look at that beautiful dress over there. Or wherever it is and whatever we're doing, there are opportunities to recognize beauty or to connect with every, you know, with other people.
Right.
And I think that's always a special thing. And even I just wrote an article last night on meaningful connection. And that's always such a good reminder, because even if we're standing in a parking lot, running our errands, we still have the trees or the sky or the clouds or something in nature that we could appreciate and acknowledge.
Exactly. I really like that. This idea of just noticing your surroundings and getting present with them.
Yes, and it's so easy for us to move too fast, or to, you know, fast enough that we just don't see as much.
Right, right. Well, it's sort of like, you know, so many people refer to it as I'm just juggling so many things. And when you're juggling, you are focused on keeping the motion going, not letting the balls drop, right?
Totally. And it is. There's this faster pace because you just have to keep going. And oftentimes it almost feels like another ball just got thrown in there. So then you're juggling more things, home, work, upcoming holidays, all these different items. And you're scared to drop one, because if you drop one, they all may just fall to the ground. And I've really been thinking about that concept, because I've been complimented many times by friends and clients, and they say, oh, you're such a good juggler. And it has actually been, I've never taken that as a compliment. They think they're using it as a compliment, but I actually look at it as, wow, I'm doing too much.
Yes.
Because if you're juggling multiple things at once, and usually when you juggle, it's more than one thing, then you're not necessarily fully present, and you don't have your full brain power activated on one task, which is really what we need to optimally complete things and be focused,
right?
Be efficient. And so I've started to think about that as dancing instead recently for myself.
Tell me more about that.
So instead of that really harried, fast-paced juggling, looking at dancing through life and dancing from task to task or event. And with that, it even, like, when we say it, if you say the words juggle and dancing, the energy just shifts. Your facial expression shifts, right?
Right, right.
And so it feels lighter. But the thing about dancing is that you are expressing yourself and you're fully present. But you're also doing one thing. You're dancing. Now, there might be a lot of motion variability with dancing and doing right. that one thing. But we can dance from task and errand and chore around instead. And so it brings more joy, more presence, and that lightness that I just mentioned, but also our focus. We're doing one thing at a time. And when you say, let's go dancing, that sounds so much more fun than let's go do 20 chores.
Right.
How much can you juggle today? Because I can juggle this.
I love this idea of thinking about it like dancing, because what that calls up for me is a sense of playfulness, a sense of pleasure, and the idea that I can create my own dance steps.
Exactly. Yes, that's a wonderful way to put it, Drima, because then we take that power and control back. We don't get to control necessarily what happens to us. I've worked in a hospital and you see that things sometimes just happen. But when you choose your steps and your own rhythm and your own beat to dance to and move through the world with, that gives you an empowered sense of your being.
Oh, that sounds wonderful. Now,
right? We all want that.
Who doesn't want that? Oh my God. Okay, Melissa, I'm sure that when you were a little kid, nobody ever said to you, would you like to be a transformation and mindset coach? So how did you get there?
That is so true. When I spoke with my mother recently, what she said is, you always wanted to help people. I was, I said, what did I want to be when I grew up? And what did I say, Mom? And she said, no, you were always very clear. You wanted to help people in the best way possible. And it took me a while in high school, actually. I figured out what I wanted to be, so I thought. And the path started with me choosing to be a speech language cognitive therapist. And me really seeing how people could change their brain and how they could communicate with others, and how that really affects your whole entire life. So I ended up getting my bachelor's and master's in communication science disorders, and was in awe working with my clients who were diagnosed with brain injuries or brain cancer or who had strokes. And I saw this one powerful thread with every single client. And that is when they changed their mindset and their brain health habits, life transformed for them.
Wow.
It wasn't just that they recovered from their diagnosis. Each client I have had has said to me, I am so much happier and healthier now, after having obstacles thrown at me, than I was prior to this. And that's when the light bulb went off.
Transformation. Oh my God.
Because that was the key. Giving people those strategies and tools and those little shifts that they could rewire their brain and feel more present and happier, but then more productive and perform at a higher level. But then I also loved it because they're investing in themselves now, but also decades from now.
Right.
Because chronic stress is what's really hurting people. And so if we live more presently with that different mindset, we are investing in us.
That's some powerful shifting.
It is. I feel so lucky, actually. I've always loved my jobs, and I love working with people because that provides that meaningful connection that I so enjoy. But it's an honor to be part of other people's paths as they transform and really unveil what they authentically enjoy and love.
It's so true. And you know, you've used this word a couple of times now, and I want to highlight it because to me, it's sort of the cornerstone of being human, and that's connection. You know, as humans, we are wired for connection, and yet we don't always know how to get it. We don't always recognize when we don't have that authentic connection.
It's so true. And I think oftentimes people know there's something missing.
Yes.
Putting their finger on it and really identifying it. Like you said, it's that missing piece and that link. And it doesn't necessarily need to be connection with others, although I think that's so valuable. But that connection with self and with nature.
Yes.
They are essential too.
Yes, they really are. And I think the connection with ourself is so, so important because that just sort of flows out into everything that we are in relationship to and with.
It's so true. And it's why we're here.
Right.
No, and especially at, you know, at this time of year, any time of year, you know, I think it's important for us to really have that connection with things that make us feel calm and at peace and supported.
Absolutely, because for those of you listening, this is the week of Thanksgiving in the U.S., and this traditionally marks the holiday rush, where people begin to get frantic and crazy, and we're bombarded with this idea that our holidays have to look a certain way. And I see people repeatedly just stressing themselves out because they've disconnected from themselves and what they want. Do you see that too, Melissa?
I do. And truly, I find it a little heartbreaking. Mm. Because then we're all these humans doing and running around, and the whole point of the holidays, you know, we're looking at connection and gratitude and support and love. And many times people are so stressed out that they're just thankful the holidays are over.
I know. It's like, they're holding their breath and waiting for it to be over.
And how sad. You know, I mean, I'd love to see things move back to really prioritizing what matters and how they want to feel and be with their loved ones, whatever that looks like. I was actually writing an article for a group today about stressing less during the holidays, staying sane, healthy, and actually having fun.
Oh, wow. I think there's a lot of people listening who are like, as if that could happen.
But it can happen. You know, it just takes intention and a little bit of planning and some space to really decide what matters most.
It's so true. It really is about being present and declaring an intention that it's going to be this way. I'm not going to let it run me over this year.
That clarity really can make a huge monumental difference as far as what this can look like or any day can look like.
It's so true. You know, I just flash back on Christmas, a few years back. My mom had been hospitalized. We had spent a lot of time in Florida, away from Texas. And I think that we got back like 3 days before Christmas. And we were all exhausted. My partner, my kids, we were all exhausted. And we looked at each other and said, do we want a tree? And we all just looked so sad. And we decided that we would decorate a chair. And that year we had a Christmas chair. Oh, and we danced and sang around the chair. And it's one of our best memories. We all laugh about the Christmas chair. Because in that moment, we gave ourselves and each other permission to do it our way.
Oh, I love that story.
I know.
And a memory that will always make you all smile.
Yes. And if we had said, no, let's put up the tree because we always put up a tree, blah, 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 I don't think I would have the same feeling around that Christmas.
No, it takes us right back to the have-tos and the juggling.
Right, right.
And you mentioned you ended up dancing around that Christmas chair.
That's right. I didn't know it at the moment, but I was already following Melissa's advice.
Let's dance.
Let's dance, right. You know, Melissa, what do you think is a great... What's one thing that you share often with clients around what we're talking about, this idea of being present and learning to listen to yourself?
Truly, I recommend that my clients go back to the breath. That's a huge part because the breath does give us that space to make choices. And I give my clients, they're the little ABCs of Melissa's mindfulness. And really what I recommend is that people, A, acknowledge where they are and be, you know, and use that awareness to be, breathe, and C, consciously choose what serves them best and how they want to move forward in the healthiest way.
I like that. Yeah, because that's something that is easy for people to remember. And
right.
The easier we have it, the more likely we are to do it, right?
Definitely. If it's too complicated, it's back to that one more thing to juggle.
That's right.
We are setting ourselves up for success. When really, if we can keep it more simple, slow down and pace ourselves, which, oh, how my clients love to hear that. But I think you and I agree that sometimes we do need to slow down, choose our pace in order for us to then be able to speed up or dance with things when we need to, from a more grounded, healthier way, space.
Yes, that is just so, so important. Well, we have been talking with Melissa Wolak. And Melissa, if somebody listening wants to find out more about you and what you do, where can they find you?
They can find me in multiple places. First, my website, melissawolak.com. Then I also have an Instagram account and a Facebook page where I post Facebook lives and videos each week, as well as inspiration throughout the week. Just little practical tips to help people get through the day in a more grounded, healthy, positive way.
That sounds fabulous. I really thank you for being here tonight, Melissa. I just really appreciate you sharing with us this idea of moving from juggling to dancing.
Oh, thank you. I've really enjoyed talking with you today.
Well, we've been talking with Melissa Wolak about the power of the pause. And I love her ABC, acknowledge, breathe, and choose. Because you can choose. So don't forget, when you wake up in the morning, you can choose how you want your day to look. You can choose how you want to feel. This is Dr. Drima. I invite you to join me on my Drima Dial PhD Facebook page, where we're always talking about wonderful things like this.